I don't know. I don't really have that much to say, but my name is Alyona, and I'm from Issaquah. And, you know, I didn't really experience anything, like, you know, off the chain, like supernatural or whatever. I guess the biggest thing that, you know, ministered to my heart from being here was the first propovid, you know, and the, like, not the metaphor, but, you know, when they brought up the cross or whatever and had two people on each side, you know, and, you know, the sermon about dedication and stuff about how, you know, like, I trade everything that I am for everything that God is. And during one of the prayers or whatever, you know, like, God gave me a vision, you know, of, like a crown being put on, you know, like a gold crown or whatever. And, you know, to go along with, like, trading and everything that I am for everything that he is, you know, he, like, basically was saying, you know, he took on the crown of thorns, you know, something that was, like, painful and shameful and, you know, that mocked him in front of everybody and you know, traded me, like, because he should have been wearing a crown of gold, you know, a crown of glory because he's a king. But instead of that, he took on the crown of thorns and gave me his crown of glory. So that's pretty much it.
Я Снежана, меня зовут. I just received a lot of things at this encounter. I had a big addiction, and I was really battling with a lot of things in my life. And I know that one of the biggest reasons why I was here was because I've been to encounters before. I've been to so many encounters. I've ministered, I've helped out, I've done everything, you know, I've been everywhere. I mean, it's not like I'm new to this whole deal, and it's not like I've never experienced the presence of God or the presence of anything else, you know, but it was something else. I mean, no matter how many experiences I had, no matter how many everything I had in my life, it was never enough. It always get me back, and I would always fall down, I'd always be depressed, I'd always go into depression, and just I got a clear revelation. God told me konkretno, like totally told me why all of this is happening in my life. And it was because I did not have a vision in my life. I did not have a clear goal in my life. And God told me right away, right now, he told me that the only reason you're going to, only way you're going to do something in this life is if you, starting tomorrow, you're going to start a fast and you're going to pray until you get the vision, the clear vision. Not what people told you, not what people around you are saying, not what you think you understand, but what I'm going to tell you. And I'm kind of excited about this because this has never happened to me before. This is something very new for me, and I'm just really glad that, I mean, out of all the many things and wonderful things that happened at this encounter, that God told me this, because this is exactly what I came here for.
Hi, my name is Melissa, and I came here from Stanwood. And my main goal coming here was to be freed from all the addictions. I've had so many addictions in my life. And God spoke to me. I've been called into children's ministry, and I've been doing that for a while, but God spoke to my heart and said, how can you really speak to these kids? And how can you teach children and bring them up in the light when you're still struggling yourself? So now I feel free. I feel free from these chains that are binding me, and I feel like I can go out there and I can be a light to the world and to these children.
Hey, my name is Alana. I'm from Issaquah. I received a lot from this encounter. I felt such a freedom as never ever before. I was dancing, and I wasn't even tired, and I felt such a presence also so much, and I feel refreshed. I feel so much anointing on me, and I feel fire, I feel authority, and I know my gifts were activated here. Like, I started seeing visions, I started seeing pictures, so I really love it, and I'm gonna go for God.
My name is Artyom. And I'll tell you the truth, I wasn't even planning on coming to this encounter. Like, I had so many plans for this weekend, and God just kind of went psst, and kind of brought me here. And I'm really glad he did, because my life was going nowhere but downhill. And, like, he gave me a different mindset. Like, I understand so much more, and I see, and I kind of know what I'm supposed to do. Well, not really, but, I mean, I know how to find out how, so. And he gave me a new heart, like, he gave me a lot of more love and, like, forgiveness, because for the longest time, I couldn't forgive my mom for, like, the things that happened in the past. And it's like God just kind of ripped that out of me. And, yeah. And to all the leaders, thank you guys.
Hello, I'm Alex, Valentin's brother from Spokane. Yeah, he invited me, and then I brought my friend Justin with me, and then he kind of brought David, but came here, you know, maybe looking for a change of mindset, just a different way to, like, you know, look at life, you know, God and whatnot. And I know it was really awesome. All you people are really cool, and I love that, like, nobody's judgmental about, you know, everybody. You guys are just chill, and it's really awesome to see Christians actually doing that, you know. Yeah, and kind of realized what, kind of saw a vision, and it was, well, they kind of saw visions, and they told it to me, just how I need to get strength, and then be strong enough where I could change my friends instead of them changing me. And just the weight that was lifted off my shoulders just feels awesome.
My name's David, and about 2 years ago, I got injured at work. I was finishing up my last day, and I had a nail go in my eye. And that same week, I signed up to go in the military for the Marines. And as I was finishing up my last day, I was supposed to get shipped out that next week. And I believe, you know, with my injury that, you know, God kind of did this to me because he told me to slow down, you know, because I was just, you know, just moving too fast and stuff. And I believe that it was a blessing in disguise, because if I, you know, went into the military, that, you know, something else could have happened, and maybe I wouldn't even be alive today. So now I realize it, and I know that's exactly what happened, that he did that, and, you know, and he helped me out. So, yep.
My name is Eric, and well, I got healed from, like, my eyesight got better and all that stuff. Like, I and, like, God told me that I'm going to be, like, a preacher. I'm, like, going around, like, the world and just, like, preach to everybody, like, healing, like, a lot of people and, like, prophesying and all that stuff. And for the longest time, like, I've been, like, stuttering. Like, my voice was not so good. And now I believe, like, God just, like, is, like, helping me, like healing that. And, like, so then I'll be, like, stronger with him, and, you know, just, like, praising him forever. Yeah, it's really amazing. I love a guy, so, man, I love him.
I just had my eyes open in so many different ways that it's hard to even take it all in still. And that's a lot of information, but it was good.
I don't know. I just had a great time. Wasn't going to come, but glad I did. And all you guys here were very kind to me, and I appreciate it.
Hi. My name is Fede. Just for those who don't know me. Anyway. I don't know. It's a hard one. It's I don't know, I just got filled up with God a lot, I guess. And then, I don't know, I just got some purposes in my life that I didn't see before. So, it's cool.
I'm Daniel. I am from Mount Vernon. It's like way north over there.
I'm from Mount Vernon!
High five. A couple of years ago, I got the Holy Spirit, but then it died down, and then I came here just to get it back, and praise the Lord. Yeah.
What? Why me?
Jesus is great. Amen. I just want to say, basically, my name is Lana, and I just got excitement back in my life, God back in my life, and God freed me from a lot of things. Today, he healed me, and he healed me spiritually, and he just gave me the purpose. Back the purpose that I had. He just refreshed that purpose and, you know, lightened it up. And я хочу рассказать стих. It sums it up everything at what God did in my life today. So, and it's gonna be in Russian. So I don't know. Whoever. Я иду к нему не по привычке. Он ответ бывает очень скор. Ведь это он зажег небесной спичкой в моей душе пылающий костер. Пламя не сгорит, я это знаю. Наоборот, других оно зажжет. Амен. Это пламя — дар Господней славы, дар победы над миром, над грехом. Амен.
Wow, that was awesome. My name is Alex. I'm from Portland, Vancouver area. First, I want to thank the leadership group. You guys are awesome. I really appreciated your guys' effort and all the work you guys put into this. Gosh, you know, I got so much. I don't want to take up all this time to just talk about it, but I guess I now really have a reason and a purpose to live holy for God. I have a reason to stay clean, to live, because certain people here know my situation. I lost everything that was ever important to me, and I honestly, before I came here, I didn't want to live anymore. I told God, I said, God, I don't. And I came here crawling like a little baby, my hands and my knees, saying, God, I need you to do something, and I honestly feel like I'm leaving here tonight fully clothed in his armor. God literally showed me this sword on my side, and he's like, Alex, I want you to go and use it. I want you to go and use it against the enemy, against the walls that the devil has built up around people's lives. Amen. Praise God.